Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, following the addition of crosswords in iOS 17, Apple News Plus is further expanding its catalog of games with iOS 17.5. There's a new game called Core Tiles available in the News app that prompts players to select from a grid of tiles to form words. You basically start with 20 tiles in a grid and combine them to form words of 1, 2, 3, or 4 tiles. Each puzzle has 5 core tiles, each of which gives you 8 points, and you can scale your points from there to achieve a high score. It's basically a bit of a twist on Scrabble combined with something like Wordle and the New York Times Connections game. Core Tiles is the third game to come to Apple News Plus, following the daily crossword and crossword minigames that came last year. Notably, iOS 17.5 also adds Game Center integration to all three of the Apple News Plus games. With this feature, you can see leaderboards for each of the three games for your daily solve time, for the crosswords, and the daily score for Core Tiles. You can find the games in the Apple News app by going to the Following tab and tapping the Puzzles option. But while Apple News Plus is available in the US, UK, Australia, and Canada, the puzzles are even more limited in availability and are only offered in the United States and Canada. Next up today, Apple has once again acknowledged an ongoing false touch problem affecting Apple Watch users. Oftentimes referred to as ghost touches, this problem causes the Apple Watch to act as if the display is being tapped even when it isn't. Apple first referenced this problem in a memo sent to Apple authorized service providers in February. At the time, Apple said it was aware of reports that false touches were affecting the Apple Watch Series 9 and Apple Watch Ultra 2. In that memo, Apple told service providers to not replace any affected units and instead advise customers to wait for a software update as it continued its investigation. In a new memo this week, also sent to service providers, Apple confirmed that the problem also affects the Apple Watch Series 7, Apple Watch Series 8, and the first generation Apple Watch Ultra. Still, Apple advises service providers to not replace affected Apple Watch units, and instead says that affected users should restart their device by holding the side button and the digital crown for 10 seconds, and stay up to date on watchOS software updates. The ghost touch problem has haunted Apple Watch users for months. On Apple's support forums and Reddit, some Apple Watch users go as far as to say the problem makes their devices unusable, and it's especially a problem on the watchOS password screen, where the ghost touches will randomly tap the letters on the passcode screen and get Apple Watch users locked out of their device. Ideally, Apple will roll out a software fix for this problem soon, but as of right now, Apple has nothing else to share. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Ulysses is the app that I use to write 9to5 Mac articles and my scripts for this very podcast, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment that lets you focus on your text and nothing else. You can edit your writing anytime and anywhere thanks to built-in iCloud syncing support to keep everything in check. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently from within the app to different blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, and excerpts, including support for WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. Hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone, for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running out today, Apple's WebKit team has published a new blog post detailing how they've made significant upgrades to Safari's performance over the last several months. The improvements come following the debut of something called Speedometer 3.0 in March, which was described as a major step forward in making the web faster for all. Back in March, Apple, Google, and Mozilla teamed up to launch the Speedometer 3 browser benchmark with the goal of creating a shared understanding of web performance so that improvements can be made to enhance the user experience. The results provided by Speedometer 3 offer more details on how the test captures and calculates scores, with more detailed results across a wider variety of workloads. Apple says that using the information provided by Speedometer 3.0, it has been able to increase Safari's speedometer score by 60% between the release of Safari 17.0 in September and Safari 17.4 in March. Apple says that these improvements mean that developers can build websites and web apps that are faster than ever before. Apple says, quote, even though individual progressions were often less than 1%. Over time, they all stacked up together to make a big difference. We're thrilled to deliver these performance improvements to our users, allowing web developers to build websites and web apps that are more responsive and snappier than ever. End quote. The full blog post that you can find in the show notes below has a ton of technical details on the work that has been done to optimize WebKit and Safari for better performance and Speedometer 3.0 testing. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content at 9to5mac.com/join. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.